Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is America Health Crisis, Paulette Young. This is American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and Selena Lindsay is on the line, and shortly Dr. Fadumo Adol will also be joining us. Tonight we'll be talking about olive oil. Does it clog your arteries? We think different oils are okay, and we've been fed that certain oils are better than others. That's a good thought. Better doesn't mean that it's good for you. It's just one thing is not as bad as the other, but it can still lead to problems. They can clog, like olive oil that's promoted pure. I remember the other week Dr. Oz had on his show, in its purest form, just swallow it and it's bitter on your throat. Then that's better for you. But the fact is, can it stop your arteries from being clogged? The answer is no. It can still clog your arteries. Just because something's better for you doesn't mean it's good for you. Monounsaturated fats are better for you, but does that mean it's good for you? So that's our topic tonight, to discuss that, because they're finding that these oils that everybody think, and you think you can have a lot of it, and you can't. Olive oil, just 2 tablespoons, have 240 calories, and that's a dense oil, and it can cause problems. Coconut oil has 240 calories. You're talking about 2 tablespoons. That's not a lot. And then you have canola oil. Again, that one has 248 calories. And, you know, with the amount of calories, and most people put more than 2 tablespoons, and that adds up. That adds up to weight gain. That adds up to pressure on the heart. That adds up to causing hardening of the arteries or built up of plaque in your arteries. So, better, does that mean it's good? The answer is no. And so, Selena, go ahead, take off from there.
Well, you know, I just love these things that sound like Clint Eastwood, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in the first place, you know, they convinced us that olive oil and is the cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm. They have.
And they pushed it, and, you know, and just as you said, they convinced us that the extra virgin olive oil, it contains what they call triosol, which is a, a compound. And it does have over 80 nutrients, the good, the good.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to the ugly. And like you said, if you increase the amount, you're talking about 7 ounces of olive oil has 1,800 calories.
Wow.
And 30 grams,
that's true.
And 30 grams of fat.
Did you eat at Olive Garden?
You know, little Italian senoritas, you know, somebody is going to be spreading east, west, north, and south, and, you know, like the trucking business, they're going to need a sign to put behind them whenever they get ready to turn the corner. This stuff is dangerous.
Yes, it is. It's unfortunate because I was getting ready. One week they were talking about, you know, had a couple of people on Dr. Oz's show. And I'm thinking, wow, I think I'm going to switch to a lot of olive oil. I studied up on that oil and several of the others, and I said, none of this stuff. It says better, but is it good? They never said it was good for you. It was better for you. It's like a trick in terminology. And
well,
monounsaturated fats is supposed to be, they didn't say it was good for you. They did use the word better.
Well, I think one of the tricks also is, of course, because where we all get in trouble is called cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cook, one of the things that you'll learn with olive oil, it actually, it does have a higher temperature than, say, some oils, but not as high as, say, peanut oil, because peanut oil, you can heat it to 380 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, one of the oils also that, say, the Orientals use, because that way you are using only a teaspoon or two to get the food to steam fry or whatever you're trying to do with it, so that it's very healthy. Whereas with olive oil, you have to put a little bit more in that pot.
Yes.
And it will not heat because it'll start to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You can't apply as much heat to it. And meanwhile, it's supplying the Clint Eastwood to you, the ugly part. It will clog your arteries. And it will lead to a stroke. Unfortunately, one of the things that we see in advertising, you don't see a great-looking gal on the bottle.
Nope, not at all. There
That's
was one
the,
article I was reading that was saying all high-fat diets can cause, you know, inflammation. But even if you have a diet that's rich in olive oil, it can still injure the artery and cause heart disease. And they said the biggest reason was because there was an increase in inflammation. See, that's, they don't talk about that. I said, boy, who has stock in olive oil? Between
well,
that
I think
and coconut oil,
to...
you're getting ready to knock all the other oils off the market.
Well, I think it kind of gets back to the same thing that our mothers and fathers told us, which is basically overconsumption of anything is not good for you, because if you look at the Eskimos, which primarily they're into fish and the fish oil, and you don't see a lot of bathing suit size over there either.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
You know, you keep eating that salmon with that salmon fish oil, and you start to very quickly resemble a killer whale. get nice and round and lots of blubber. So you have to moderate with everything that you do and pay attention to what it is that you're doing with what.
Yeah, because even in there was in the Journal of American College of Nutrition, they said if you have a diet that is, if it's high in fat, it'll cause this inflammatory protein called CRP, it increases it by 25%. And even though the person could have lost weight and all this stuff, you're still in trouble. And I had no idea. I'm really shocked about that. I hadn't thought about the calories and how that was going to affect your body. And I know for a fact you eat at some of the places, some of your Italian places, you come out really sleepy and sluggish. And they could have used all olive oil. But then you still, that's monounsaturated fat.
You know, I'd say 7 ounces would be moderately what most people pour into their pan.
That's true.
And that's the oil itself, not counting what it is you're about to eat. You know, which you know, could be tremendous. Because even if it were a fish or some type of a meat, a lot of vegetables, you've already had enough to eat for your entire day at that particular point. Yeah, because if your diet was under 2,000 calories, you just blew it.
What are we going to eat? Are we going to just have to starve? You know, no kind of fat? Because they all seem to lead to, if you have too much of that stuff in your system, you know, with inflammation. And then because of that, the blood promotes plaque growth. And then if that ruptures, you know, with a clot formation, and then, you know, with a heart attack. So it's like one thing after the other. You may be thinking the better oil, they shouldn't even say good. They just say the better oil can still not be good for you. That's what they need to let people know. So people don't think that, hey, this is okay. They end up with heart attacks, clogged arteries, and they're trying to figure out why. When they had nothing but olive oil, nothing but coconut oil, they didn't have what they consider the ones that aren't as good. But see, there's no literature saying that better didn't mean that was still good for you.
Well,
boy,
I think
they sure promote these oils like crazy, because pretty soon people are going to wise up and not have no oils. Because I know
now they're
telling us that, you know, some oil is good for you. And I guess, again, it goes back to moderation.
It's moderation.
Can't have over the mouth.
And I believe it's also, too, called what they're doing with the oil. Because they're frying with it. You know, they're using it for that the heat property, and they're frying something with it. And generally, when you do that to food, it's not necessarily that very healthy, you know. And that's the whole problem there, is because they start frying. And what we've learned is basically that does not consist of a healthy diet. Most of the healthiest way you can eat food, believe it or not, is raw.
Right.
You know, that's the way your fruits and vegetables should be eating. Not necessarily, fried in oil. And anything else you want to fry in that oil, because that's where other things that are bad for us come in, and it usually starts with, they're frying a donut. You know, people don't understand that a donut is fried. It's not baked.
That's true. That's right. And the other thing is, like, some of these oils weren't heard of when we were born, like canola oil. It's the canola seeds. It's a genetic variation of that rapeseed oil. And I says, wow. And it's only been out since 1960s. So then we get to watch to see what happens to people who get sick. You know, you got to record everything. You got to have so many numbers of sick people before they say that, yes, you'll get sick or it's going to clog your arteries.
Vegetable oil, because see the whole it goes back to some of the other things that we've talked about previously. It's vegetable oil, but out of what?
Corn. Let's go to a commercial break and we'll be right back. Okay, about a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
Hi, again. The fact is 50% of all new cases of HIV in the United States is a youth that's low age 25. Globally, we're at 40% of all new cases is a youth. We're essentially wiping our youth out. They need to get tested, but they need both tests, not just the one test. The standard test, which only tests for antibodies, not the actual virus. They also need what you call the RNA test, the ribonucleic acid, that one test for the actual virus. If that one reads positive, then you are HIV positive. If the test read negative with the antibody test, then that's the standard test, then you don't know your HIV status. You must have both tests in order to know your HIV status. So get tested. And if you can't afford it, Red Cross, if you feel that you're okay, donate your blood, and then you'll know for sure. All right. Go ahead, Selena.
Yes, well, we were discussing the various different types of oils, and I was making mention of the fact that most of the time with a vegetable oil, and you had said it is comes from corn.
Corn,
not necessarily, because usually the corn, you notice when you look at certain oils like Manzola, they've gotten kind of expensive. Where they actually get it from is practically what I call garbage can vegetables, because when they can't do anything else with it, guess what they're going to do?
They don't like the pigs, huh?
Exactly.
They feed it to the consumers.
Exactly.
Who cares about clogged arteries until you get in your 70s and 80s and you want a better health, and then you find out you got to have quadruple bypass because you just didn't know. You thought you were doing all the right things. So, and thinking that one oil was better than, it is better, but it didn't say it was good for you. They left out one little comment, which is a major comment. The average person, if they knew better didn't mean good for you, they think twice.
Well, as we said earlier, olive oil being the cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet, here we go with olive oil also being, if you're using an abundant amount of it, can hold his hand up to being the culprit of stroke and heart disease.
Right. I can't even imagine taking 7 ounces. That's almost a full cup of oil. But if you're eating out or not paying attention, or you're eating more than one serving, and you didn't carefully make that food, even yourself, that's a lot of calories.
Well,
that's just the oil. That doesn't include the rest of the food you ate.
I know, but what I'm trying to emphasize is most of the time when they're doing that, they're frying, and especially if you're frying potatoes. Guess what fast restaurants do to make the oil last longer, to clean it up? They fry a potato in it.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Because it absorbs all of the trash and stuff that's in the oil and make it a little bit more clearer. So, yes. And so guess what happens when your people that use that particular oil, they're frying. When you fry things, especially vegetables that absorb the oil, and you eat it, and so 7 ounces wouldn't be that much in a pot or a skillet.
No.
It would just barely cover the bottom.
That's true.
And that's how they're basically getting caught by the ghost, because it comes back to get you. because what you got in the bottom of that pan, irregardless, is 1,800 calories.
Wow. Now we got to cut out the fried chicken. They already said cut out the flour. I guess, what do you have left? No salt. You done taken the salt off. You done taken the oil off. You done took the flour off. Okay, what about the spray can?
Well,
that seems to be pretty safe. At least, well, it's less amount. You don't even have an ounce.
Well, to me, first of all, you have to look at a spray can. I don't care what's in it. The moment you let it go into the air and you breathe it, I've had some problems with the can.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about what it does once it becomes like an aerosol.
Once it's airborne and you're using a lot of the PAM or whatever the heck you're doing with the digging thing, you're breathing it. And it's sort of like people that use air spray in the bathroom, they're busy spraying the stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and then
how are you
feeling
with
that
stuff? Mm-hmm.
So if you don't eat it, you're breathing it. It still goes into the body, and that's
your
lungs.
That, I
you still got
to
be able to breathe.
Read the rest of what's in the can. What makes it come out of there like that?
Yeah.
How does that work? And my mother told me, anything you can't pronounce, there's a problem with it.
Well, you could put a mask on.
Oh, my God. In the kitchen? You're walking around
in the
with a surgery.
Hey, you're going to, will kitchen become a surgery room? We got a mask up, gown up, read every label. Oh, God. And really pay attention to what we're doing to our bodies. Other than that, you know, a heart attack, heart disease is high on the list for here in America.
Well,
I think all of us, even all the listeners, there's not one person listening to this message can't say they know someone that either had quadruple bypass or have heart problems. We all know someone. It's either a family member, close friend, and the numbers haven't come down.
Absolutely. They're going up because one of the major problems we have in the United States, we're fat for a reason. And so the things that we talk about, these are the reasons of how you have to be careful what it is that you think you're doing to lose weight and to be healthy. Because olive oil is one of them, and not only do they use it and eat it, think about the people that use it. They're putting it on their skin.
Wow.
And the skin is extremely permeable. So it's no need of you thinking that that oil doesn't get into your bloodstream. It obviously does because it's something that they don't want to talk about. But if you go to AutoZone or Pep Boys, they finally had to admit that the oil that they use that comes out of the ground has cancerous properties, and if you're using it or working with your hands, you need to put gloves on because it gets into your skin. And olive oil is no different. A lot of people use it, and women, wake up. We use it for what? The biggest, one of the other biggest items other than in the kitchen, it is a cosmetic, and we use it on our hair.
Oh, I haven't thought about the hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of women, they use it on their hair as a conditioner or a hot oil treatment. And almost every expensive conditioner for your hair, if you read what's in it, guess what? It's either coconut or olive oil.
But the bottom line, better doesn't mean you can have too much of it. It's
exactly.
Almost like don't even have any of it. Because you know what? This is where I look at it. I do not want my extra calories in the oil. Look at me. I'd rather have my extra calories. Look at me in a donut. Look at me. It's like they got you going and coming. Now, which of the industries going to get you going for their product? Because it sounds like it's all bad. You know, you can't have what you really think you can have. So if you thought olive oil was, and some of the others, is a cure-all, you got to know it's not. It just said better. It didn't say good for you. So all this time I thought the monounsaturated was okay. It just said it was better. You know, like butter is better than lard. Not lard, I mean margarine. But it didn't say better meant this is the right thing and you're going to stay healthy and the arteries aren't going to clog. It didn't say all that. So it's still, it goes back to better does not mean good for you.
It goes back to what I said earlier.
It probably means you're going to die, you'll be alive a little bit longer. You're still going to cause damage to your heart valve, but maybe just not as quick. But the damage is going to come because you're going to end up still with a plaque buildup. And that should be on the front page of the newspaper or magazine articles. They're not even talking about it. Dr. Oz didn't talk about it. He said it was better, but he didn't say it was good.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like the gas station. Olive oil is better. It's better for them. It's very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go ahead and wind down. And in a couple of minutes, why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization, Selena?
Well, as usual, one of the ones would be Coley Outreach Center, which works with young men and parolees and also distributing food and clothes during the various different holidays for those that are indigent. And also we'd like to talk about Sowing Seeds for Life, which is a food bank located in Laverne. Anybody that would like to donate or to come help them as a volunteer, it's located at 1350 Arrow Highway, and you can find it on the Internet by going to www.sowingseedsforlife.org.
Okay, and the number to Coley Outreach?
The number to Coley Outreach, I don't have it. I don't have it memorized and not in front of me, but it can be located. It's located in Highland, California.
Okay, Highland, California. Okay, great. And this is Paulette, your host for American Health Crisis, and we're learning that, you know, all oils, some are better for you, but it doesn't mean it's good for you. You still have to monitor how much is in your food because the fat in the monounsaturated fats are better, but it doesn't mean it's good because you end up with too much of it and you still end up with clogged arteries, damaged heart valve, atherosclerosis of the arteries, and death if things aren't corrected soon enough. So, as Selena said, 7 ounces of olive oil has something like 1,700 calories. So if you want 1,700 calories by not having the right amount, because 2 tablespoons of olive oil is already at 240. So I'm going to be back on the radio next Monday with another hot topic. Thank you. be back on the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Just dial 858-769-4936, press 1, and you will be on the air. You can either share or you can listen. Thank you. This is your host, Paulette Young. Bye.